Residents across much of southeastern Australia are bracing for another heat wave. In Adelaide, the mercury will reach 37 degrees today and by week's end, 43. In Melbourne, the temperature will climb to 41 degrees by Sunday. And that's just the capital cities. The temperatures are expected to get even higher in inland areas. Total fire bans are in place, of course, and health authorities have issued warnings. With more scorching temperatures on the way, the Weather Bureau is encouraging all of us to get online and take a look at a new heatwave prediction tool it's developed. Alistair Hainsworth is the Assistant Director for Weather Services at the Bureau of Meteorology.
Good morning.
Alistair, just how high are temperatures likely to get over the coming days, and what parts of the country do you expect to be worst affected?
Yes, we think that this heat wave is going to be quite extensive across a lot of southern New South Wales, Victoria, particularly north of the divide, and the eastern parts of South Australia. And it may tend to get extreme over the far southern parts of the New South Wales Tablelands and the eastern parts of Victoria.
So what the Bureau is talking about is an extended period of high temperatures.
Yes, indeed.
How many days are we looking at, do you think?
It looks as though the next cool change is not going to be pushing through until probably the early to middle part of next week. And so that means that we're going to see extensive areas of well above average temperatures through those areas that I mentioned before, probably even the interior parts of Tasmania as well, right through until Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Can we try and formalise a little what we're talking about here? You talk about extreme temperatures. When you say that, what sort of numbers are you thinking?
Yes, this is all based on our new pilot heat wave service that we have developed for this particular summer, in actual fact. And basically, we're looking at 3 days of above average maximum and minimum temperatures, and the amount by which they are over and above that average will determine the severity of the heat wave.
So the formal definition now, according to the Bureau, is 3 days of above average temperatures, and then you have degrees how you would describe the heat wave, and how do you grade those?
We have a standard heat wave, which is something that is relatively common. A severe heat wave is the next category. That's something that we would see less frequently, maybe 3 times a summer.
So we've got standard, we've got severe, and then what's the highest level?
And then the next one is extreme. Extreme is something that you'd see possibly sometimes not even once a summer, a very rare occasion where it really is extreme, where it's going to test infrastructure to the limit, where you're likely to see infrastructure failures, where even the fittest in the community are likely to feel the effects of the heat wave. And so this is really quite a rare occurrence.
Now, is it fair to say that the heat wave we've experienced already, say in Adelaide or Melbourne just a week or two ago, would have been extreme under that definition?
Yes, it was.
And what about the one you're anticipating over the next few days?
No, it's not showing up as extreme. It's showing up as severe, but not as extreme.
Alistair, it's obvious that the definition of heat wave is not the same wherever you are in the country, is it? That's clear, and that goes to the point you're saying about the definition being 3 days above local average temperatures. Because if you're used to 38 degree days in the middle of Australia, then a run of them is not going to be a heat wave, but in Tasmania it might be.
That's correct. And so that's why this definition does work, and it does work well, because we're using a grid of temperatures and averages across Australia at around about a 5 kilometre interval. And so we can assess whether the forecast conditions are above average and how much above average they are. And for each location, each 5 kilometre point across Australia. And so it means that this definition does work, because it'll look at, for instance, the area around the far northwest of WA. And from the climatology, we know that they are used to getting runs of that extremely high temperatures.
But can I just interrupt you though, Alistair? Does that make it, just because you're used to getting those runs of hot temperatures, does that make it less dangerous? I mean, we're talking about all of this being used to help prevent deaths from heat waves, because heat waves have been described as the silent killer in our society. Why is it less dangerous 40 degree days in WA, say, than in Tasmania? Is it because the community aren't acclimatised or aren't equipped?
That's exactly it. There is an acclimatization factor that needs to be included in our definitions. And we know that people are more resilient to these kinds of high temperatures in northern Australia, for instance.
How do you see it working? What's the point of this? How do you see communities using this tool and this information?
We will now work with local health authorities and also infrastructure managers to determine how effective this has been.
To bring it back to tin tacks though, Alistair, how would you imagine the community, individuals might use this tool and use this information?
On an individual basis, I think people can go in and have a look, see whether or not the heat wave that is expected and see whether it is in the severe or extreme category. And if it is, then they should take precautions to ensure that they get relief from that heat. And that could be in the form of going to shopping centres during the hottest part of the day where they know that they're going to get relief. And that's how we would envisage people using it. It's understanding that, hey, this is a period where I've really got to watch out.
Alistair Hainsworth, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
You're welcome.
Alistair Hainsworth is the Assistant Director of Weather Services at the Bureau of Meteorology. And that forecast tool, the heatwave forecast tool he was talking about, can be found if you head to the Bureau's website. That's www.bom.gov.au. And see if that helps you predict and, as I say, prepare for the coming heatwave.